Hello and welcome everyone. Today is April 1st, 2020, and this is our new program with Alex Lloyd on the spiritual laws of nature. This is our first one, and it's a follow-up Q&A call for you who have hopefully listened to his video, What is the Meaning of Life? So before we begin, I'm going to go ahead and share this disclaimer. By the way, my name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. But this presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we are going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So we always used to share this quote when we had our cutting edge and whole life healing calls, and I'd like to share it again now. We're starting this new page of the spiritual laws of nature that Alex will be focusing on each week, following up on his YouTube videos. But I want to share this quote from Dr. Oz. He says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." That was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we like to bring it up is because we're going to be talking about relevant information regarding energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, primarily from this spiritual perspective of the spiritual laws of nature. So having said that, I'm going to hand it over to Alex, and after he gives a little intro, I will instruct you all on how to raise your hand if you like a question, and or if you like to write it in on the web, I can read that to Alex. So Alex, here we go.
Here we go. Can you hear me okay, Johanna?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right. Well, I'm not in my office. I've done this program from my office for whatever it's been, 14 years, and I'm not in my office today. I'm in the studio because Santo wanted it to be audio and video, so I'm live on video right now as well. So, Johanna, this is a weird deal, but I am so excited. I have been working toward this for about 12 years. And I don't know what this is. I don't know what to call it. If you've got a name, let me know, okay? The spiritual laws for the principles, but de facto love or love always or I don't know, something. So if you come up with an idea, let us know. Anyway, I worked for months building a video library that is foundational. So if you're new to this and you're thinking, who in the heck is this guy and what are they doing, then go to the YouTube channel, and I believe it's about 20 hours of video, but you don't have to watch that much. You can get a real good feel of it in probably a few minutes, but there's a lot of videos there, who I am, why I'm doing this, where I'm coming from, what I believe, what my worldview is, why, all of the above. And then I go through what I call the greatest principle in the world that almost nobody knows. That's part of the foundational material. And then we start with the spiritual laws. And it's been my experience as I've used these over the last 27 years, you know, it's really easy for me to know how long it's been because it started the day of my oldest son's birth, and he's 27. So as I've been teaching these spiritual laws in counseling, therapy, ministry, one-on-one, when I speak, everywhere, it's been my experience that somewhere around 6 to maybe 15 of the spiritual laws will form a whole for any one person. But every person will have a different 6 to 15, okay? So I'm starting with the ones that I think are most foundational, the foundational stuff, then the greatest principle is, I believe, one that applies to everybody. And then the next five is a series that we're starting this week, and the very first one is, what is the meaning of life? Wow, that was a little bit formidable. Maybe I should have picked a little smaller issue. That, you know, that thing that when you're in your 20s at college or whatever you're doing, hanging out with friends late at night, you know, and everybody's a little groggy and sleepy and mellow, you know, and you start talking about some maybe deeper thing. Hey, have you ever thought about this? Hey, I wonder how far the stars. And one of those is, hey, why do you think we're all here? What's this all about? What's the meaning of life? And I used to talk about that a lot with some of my friends back in that time, but then you kind of quit talking about it, in my experience. And now we're watching screens, and so much of our time, studies show we're talking much, much less. So there's never been a time when this is needed more than today. Let's start talking, because not only might we come up with some good answers or some good things to do, but the act of talking in love and truth and respect lowers your stress. It activates your vagus nerve, which some scientists are now saying is the off switch for disease, does all kinds of wonderful things. We need to start talking again. You know, my grandparents back in their day, they would all sit out on the porch. You know, this is before air conditioning. So in the summer, everybody in town is sitting out on the porch, and they walk around. Hey, how you doing? What's up? And during that time, they would talk more about some of these big issues of life. Let's bring that back. I'm happy that you're getting my 2 cents, but we want your 2 cents. And not only that, we want you to start talking to people where you are or over the phone about, hey, this may seem like a weird question, but what do you think the meaning of life is? What do you think your particular purpose in life is? Hey, what's the biggest lie you've ever heard that could really be destructive if somebody believed it and lived that way? Hey, have you ever had any new piece of information, new truth that was just like, whoosh, man, everything's different, like almost immediately? And then the fifth one, whatever is the biggest problem you have, how can you solve it? Because I believe there's virtually always a way to solve it. So why live with it if you can solve it? But today, this week, is what is the meaning of life? Socrates said, as everyone knows, the unexamined life is not worth living. But he really didn't define what he thought the meaning of life was. He did indicate that we should be shooting kind of for, at the end of our life, sort of a spirit of worthfulness and a spirit of that of well-being. Well-being's still a huge popular catchphrase today. I think Socrates would have agreed with that, okay? Stanford University, their philosophy department, put out a thing on the meaning of life, and for them, it was meaningfulness, okay? But then the question is, okay, but what is meaningful? And are meaningful things different to different people? And I would think sometimes a negative thing might even be meaningful, but meaningful in the wrong way. So obviously we only want the positive meaningful things. But anyway, those are two very credible, highly respected sources and their 2 cents. But I would love to hear your 2 cents. So Johanna, do we have anyone with their hand held up who would like to not just ask a question, but make a comment? Let us know your 2 cents about this issue. What is the meaning of life?
Okay, well, we do have a hand up, and for those of you who don't know how to raise your hand, it's star 2 on your phone. It's going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line, and you'll be able to ask Alex a question. So let me get this first one, person who jumped right in. Your number ends in 8972. 8972, you're from California. Your line is open.
Yes, hi.
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 Hi, Alex.
What's
Dr. How are you doing? This is so
I'm great. I hope you're healthy and safe.
I am.
Wonderful.
Same to you and all of you.
Yeah, we're doing great. All of us are healthy. Actually, we're having a great time. We're playing board games every night, which we hadn't done in years. So what is your name?
Sonia.
Sonia, beautiful name.
Yes.
What 2 cents do you want to throw in today?
Well, what comes up for me is that I believe, from my experience as I witness myself, that I am an individual expression of this thing that we call life. Source that was reason. That my awareness, I'm like this awareness that's like a witness who can feel.
Yeah.
So I have had an experience like that where I'm actually witnessing this body that I am actually that is in me. And I'm guiding, having this experience with it. So I think that we're actually not the body, but we're we came here to like a suit to give our different to have this experience of being human, but
yes,
not
ma'am,
not being human in a sense. We're not the body, even though we're having the experience of the body and the mind, that we're all one, giving our different point of views or different perspectives in a sense of how we would like to create. So we're creators, God. That's how I kind of see it.
All right. That's very interesting, Sonia. I completely agree with you that we are not our body and that our body is just kind of a suit that I have on, and it affects my feelings and everything. That's one of the things that makes life more difficult, is because I have this feeling body that gets cold and hot and sick and need to go to the restroom and have a pain here or there. It affects me being able to live maybe the spiritual life I want. But I agree with you. I love what you said about you know, we are people who recognize and experience this thing called life, and then its unique flow out of us. At least that's what I took away from what you said. It's like that gift of life is manifested differently by every single person. And so one of the things on my mind could be, okay, let me have the best creation and manifestation from my life experience that I possibly can, not comparing to you or Johanna or anybody else, just the best for me, whatever that is. That's beautiful, Sonia. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so more like an individual expression, but not, you know, it reminds me of like if we're an example that comes up right now for me is like a twin, you know, you're from the same source, but your individual expressions, you're so, it looks like you're separate, but you're not, but you're having your experience. So that's what
gets me. I love that. Now I differ with you. I do not believe I am God. I think My two cents on that is, if I'm God, I always wanted to be 6'3". I should be 6'3". I'm God, and I can't seem to make myself 6'3". And my hair's getting grayer, even though probably if I had my preference, I would turn it back to blonde. So that one depends on even a deeper worldview. But mine is that God flows through me. What better thing could I ever ask for than that?
Yes, let me correct myself. That's exactly, I would say, like, we're the purity of it, of that sort.
Ah, yeah, okay,
like,
cool.
A sense, you know. It's
all right.
Made, so that's what it feels like more to me. But no, a creator, co-creating with this.
Right,
right. Within us, so we're just that individual expression of it.
Yeah, every morning I'm like, I look at my hands and my feet and my body that, you know, at my age now, when I look in the mirror and think, who is that? But I still pray, you know, God, what are you going to do with my hands and my mouth and my feet today? And I like to think that way. What are you going to do? Not what am I going to do? And I do believe I can give him control. And it is him doing it through me rather than me doing it. That's beautiful, Sonia. Thank you.
That's what I believe too, Alex. Thank you. You
all
laid
right.
It out.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sonia. Bye-bye.
Johanna, if you do not comment on these things, I'm going to fly to California and get you, okay? You are one of the most beautiful spiritual people I've ever known. I want you to do this with me, not just doing the hands that come up. What did you think about Sonia, what Sonia said?
I just agreed totally. Everything that you were saying was practically exactly what I was thinking at the time. So, yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. And I love what you just shared about when you look at yourself in the morning and just say, okay, what are you going to do with these hands, with these feet? I love that. I think I'm going to start. That's my intention, of course, but to actually state that, I think, will help.
Cool. And guys, for those of you who don't know Johanna, maybe you've heard her voice on something or other. Johanna, I'm not going to ask you your age, you know. That's the thing you never ask a woman. But I am going to ask you to tell them, how many children do you have and how many grandchildren?
I have 10 children, yes, I gave birth to all 10, and I have 17 grandchildren.
Wow. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of our wonderful whole life coaches, and one of the things I've consistently seen over 12 years is someone that was working with Johanna had another miracle happen. It happens all the time with people that she works with. There's just something about her heart. Anyone else have their hand up, Johanna?
Yes, we do. We have a caller. I don't see, I just see their phone number. So their last four digits of your phone number are 5870. 5870, and I'm opening your line.
Good morning, Johanna. Good morning, Alex. It's Marilyn from Queensland here in Australia.
Good morning, Marilyn from Australia. All right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you would call in. What do you think about this?
I haven't really had a lot to think. I never really have thought about it. And I actually rang because I wanted to ask a question. I watched all the videos, thing, and that's what my question was about. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
I do. It makes a lot more sense to me that was God's plan A, Garden of Eden, not plan B. And I've been sort of, as I said, I've listened to all the videos, and I've been working to living in love as best I can from an internal state. Where I'm having an issue, and I am going to ask Johanna for a trilogy at the end of all of this when she gives them, I struggle with loving everyone unconditionally.
Okay.
And where I am with that right now is I feel like God is really pushing my buttons on this one.
Okay.
Because I have a neighbor. We call her the neighbor from hell. And it's
okay.
like God saying, if you can't love her, it's like he's testing me and saying, it's okay to love people unconditionally when they're nice.
Yeah.
But how can I love her when she's so horrible?
Yeah. Are you done with the question, Marilyn?
Yeah. How do I do that?
Okay. Bless your heart. I'm sorry, and I'm happy both for your tears, because I think both are good for you. I should pray for you, and I'm sorry that Marilyn's in pain, but then also maybe the pain is doing some good inside of you both, and we need to start changing how we look at pain to something closer to that, in my opinion. But her question on the video streaming, I don't know if you heard or not, is how do you love someone who's not easy to love, or maybe even someone who is very, very difficult to love, the troubled neighbor, the troubled relative, the one that's always causing problems or sticking that stick in your side or something like that. And my best answer for that, Marilyn, is you can't, and I can't, and Johanna can't, but God can. And that was one of the things that made a huge difference to me from like one day to another once I really understood it, is it's not my love, okay? Yeah, I'm supposed to love everybody as best I can. I'll never do it perfectly, and I'll fall down and do an unloving thing sometimes. That will always be the case, okay? But love is a thing, like potatoes or milk or a pair of pants or a certain song on your iPod. It's a thing, all right, that exists. Well, where does it come from? Where's the spring or the factory where they make it? It's called God. Okay, God, I do love sometimes, and sometimes I don't, all right? God is love, and I believe incapable of anything except love. All right. I mean, he gets angry, yeah, but it's what's called righteous anger. It's not the same. What he hates are things that are unloving and hurt people. That you know, I would hate if I saw a child being abused or hurt intentionally by some way. Okay, but by and large, God is love, and it's incapable of anything but love. And he is an endless supply. So me loving you, Marilyn, or me loving Johanna, or loving myself, which in my case is much harder than loving either one of you, and then the very hardest thing probably, what you brought up, Marilyn, loving someone who's unlovable, it's not my job to do that. It's my job just to surrender to it. You know, maybe my prayer would be, God, I can't love this person. I've tried 100 times. I don't know how anybody could love them. Will you please love them through me? Will you please give me the love and the power to be able to love them miraculously, because it's in the spiritual realm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When in my own willpower and strength, I simply can't. Marilyn, I believe that's a reality, that I can't, but God can through me if I let him. I have the choice whether to let him or not, but it's not me doing it. It's just me allowing it. You see the difference?
Yeah, I do. How is that different, though, from when you love Hope unconditionally and you talk about that all God expects of us is to love unconditionally?
That's right.
To be able to live in, how is that different from when you loved Hope unconditionally that night in the garden where you committed to that, to mind being unable to?
Right. At that time,
number one, Hope was not all that unlovable, okay? And number two, I believe 100% that it is not me that committed, it was not my love with my power that committed to love her that night on my knees. It was God giving me that, searching my heart and seeing that I was sincere, that I meant it for life. And even though I didn't know if I believed in God at that time, God knew I was what I was feeling, thinking, and intending toward Hope. And I believe he honored that and gave me the love. And by the way, that love eventually led me back to him. But at the time, yes, it was just Hope. But I have I believe 100% that love came from God. It was not mine, because a couple of weeks before that, I never could have done that. I mean, I was so broken, I felt like I was unfixable.
Yeah, I can understand that. Because that word came up when I've been healing, is I felt broken.
So for my two cents, Marilyn, it's not your job to do it. It's only your job to allow and accept the love of God for you, and his power too, the love and the power to do it, both. It's just allowing it. It's not up to you to do it. Johanna, what's your two cents?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's a little saying that I learned years ago. It's not in me. It's not in me. It's only in him. And I just totally believe that. It's miraculous when this happens. But it can definitely happen, because with God, you know, all things are possible. And I know in my life I experienced a horrific thing happening with my family years and years ago. It was one of the very first things I actually addressed when I was being trained to be a healing codes coach. And it was a forgiveness issue that I didn't think even existed, because I had forgotten about it, and we all just put it behind us thinking that was enough. But when Dr. Ben asked me, is there a forgiveness issue that you have, I really didn't think I had one. But when I was willing to just open my heart and be honest and be aware, it came right to my mind, and just anger, rage came up, and I was quite amazed. And I just thought, how could this ever go away? But miraculously, when I prayed and sincerely asked God to heal that, it did. Now, you know, it was a real forgiveness, and allowing myself to experience that forgiveness was a miraculous work of God in my heart. So it was God's love that healed that. And then, of course, you know, my whole family healed as a result, and I was able to do that for everyone. So hopefully,
some of you, if you're listening and you do not believe in God, I would highly recommend you go back and watch the foundational material, not to convince you, just to know where we're coming from. And if you want to comment about that, you know, well, what you're saying is fine and good if there's a God, but I don't believe there's a God. Yeah, throw that two cents in, okay? We want to be as unbiased and come from all angles as we possibly can. So, Johanna, anyone else? Marilyn.
Sorry, can I just say something? Thank you. That has been so helpful. In the video, you mentioned a book called The Source. It is now available again. I bought it.
Cool.
I've given it to my son, because I discovered he's a bit into evolution more than I've always believed, but it was what I was taught. But I've always believed that God did create the heavens and the earth. And I've only at this point read the first chapter, because I gave it to him. And just reading that first chapter, I thought, wow, this is not random. This could not possibly be random, because the first chapter talks about how the planets and all the stars and all that are in perfect position, so they don't go flying off into space, or they don't come into one mass. And I just thought, no, that has to be a God who has created something that is so perfectly in alignment and balance and everything else. And then the other day I happened to listen to an interview with a person who teaches evolution, and by the end of my head ached. I thought, how can anybody possibly believe that that's how everything came together? It just didn't make sense to me. So, I believed in God. I always have believed in God.
Right. I'm so glad you found that. I'm holding the book up that she's talking about called The Source by John Clayton. He was a NASA rocket scientist who was an atheist and set out to prove that the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on mankind was that there was a God and a miraculous and all that, and ended up proving to himself it's impossible for any other explanation to be true. But that's his opinion, and I've shared mine. We want to hear your opinion as well, even if it disagrees, okay? We're wanting to discuss. So thank you so much, Marilyn. And I'm going to be praying for you extra this week. Thank you for being so open and honest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. All right, Alex, we have some hands up. You want another question?
Let's do one more, and then we'll shift into the custom processes for healing.
Okay, so this is from someone in New York, and their number is 9592, and your line is open.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. Janae.
Oh, hi, Jeanette. How you doing?
Good. It's Janae, no T. But anyway, first thing
yes,
I wanted to
yes.
say was...
Hi. Are you healthy in New York?
I am. So far,
great.
So pleased.
Great, wonderful.
I guess the first thing I wanted to say was thank you so much for sharing this with us and using your teaching abilities so that it's not just for your household, because I've tried the Sedona method, spatial dynamics. I've been searching for so many years to find something that began to change, and this is the first thing that I found because it works on the subconscious, and I don't have to try to clip a leaf off and then it grows back 100 times, coming up from the roots and really changing things. I worked on the main code, whatever that was called, the universal code, for about a year, and then I bought the relationship codes, and I put myself on some crazy strict routine, but it's made such huge differences. My family's noticed, friends have noticed, so I just wanted to say thank you for the difference that you made in the world by sharing this with everyone in a teachable way that we can understand, keeping it simple, and all of the things that you did. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it's made a difference in my life, and I know it's so many others.
It's my pleasure. I get to wake up every morning and pinch myself that I get to do what I do and call it work. So I promise you it is absolutely my pleasure. So what did you want to throw in?
Yep. So I have one thought about the life question and then one question for you. The life question, I kind of believe that life is a little bit like school. So we are all born with certain either chinks in our character, or maybe we grew up in households where there was a certain kind of pressure. And pressure in one person will bring out one thing, and pressure in another person will collapse something. And
I totally agree.
I know from, okay. And so for me personally, I've had a lot of fear my whole life. And recently, there's something crazy that happens, because there's all the logic of rational mankind and, you know, figuring things out, and it's very crowded space. And above that space, there's like it's almost like God thoughts, and it's much more space, and it's much more open. And I got to this place where I was like, you know what, I'm going around the same mountain again and again and again. And once I just said, whether or not how I want this to end happens, I choose to trust you. I choose to trust the greater over what I think or what I want or what I think should happen. And something happened where that peace that passes all understanding, that one you don't, you know, it doesn't make any sense. The situation didn't change, but all of a sudden I'd be able to sleep through the night. My heart is not pounding. All of those things change. So I think whether it's anger or multiple lessons, you know, some of us have gone through hard stuff as kids. I think learning how do we begin to move into the God thought place where we're covered and we're not struggling is part of what life is about, because he cares more about our character than he does about us getting that next car or whatever it is that we think we need in the moment.
Yeah, Jeanette, that is beautiful, man. I don't think I've ever heard it that way, and I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Everyone has their own woundedness, and you know, even if you had parents that said I love you 10 times a day and never yelled at you and all that, you're still going to have popsicle memories because you were in delta theta brainwave state for 6 years or 8 years or 10 years. So everybody has their weak spot. Everybody has their hot spot. And Jeanette, the very essence of living in love is you have to give up the end result. You have to give up the pain pleasure thing. I mean, you can't live in love and not do that. Well, what's another word that's been used for that for a long time? You said it, trust, faith. It's saying, you know what? I've tried my best to control all this junk anyway and things and couldn't do it right. And things were not my best life, so I'm going to plug in, you know, take my USB thing and plug in to the higher power that can make it my best life, that can make things come out differently than I could if I was keeping 100% of control and was trying harder than I'd ever tried at anything in my life. I still can't guarantee the end results. I can't. And especially the pain pleasure, because we all know that no matter what you do, pain comes to everyone. So the essence of living in love is what you said, trust, and that means I give up the end result to you, whether it's painful, whether it's pleasurable, whether it's what I wanted, whether it's not. But especially if you believe in Jesus, what you get is this long-term guarantee that it will be my best life. Now, the thing right now may be painful, and it may be a road getting there, but I'm guaranteed to get there. I mean, and it's the only guarantee I'm aware of like that anywhere, and the only way you get it is choose love over fear, which means, as you said so eloquently, you have to trust for that end result and the pain pleasure thing. You can't try to control it when you can't, but God can and give you the perfect experience for you. Doesn't mean it won't be painful. Pain's the best way we learn, but it means you're going to end up at your best place for you if you stay on that love path instead of the fear. And that's beautiful.
Right. It's just not a human thing to do.
I don't think I've heard that said that way. That was beautiful.
So I do have one question before I go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. So living in love and loving people and love and speaking in your truth in love and doing all these things, how do you stay in a place of love, communion, connection, and all of those things? And at the same time, stand and draw that line in the sand where it's like, this is where I stand. Because in small areas of our lives, we need to do that. And then being prepared to be, you know, a brave heart if we need to. You know, how do we know, like, hey, I don't want to lose my backbone. I want to stand here and say, I will be counted. But at the same time, I don't want to live in that. You know how people go back and forth with arguments, even on Facebook and all the rest of it, you know, staying away from all that. How do you do both those things?
The only way I've ever been able to do that, and I've tried everything I could think of to try for decades of my life, the only way I've figured out to do that is to make sure that at any given time I am right with God. And I am right with Jesus, and I am right with the Spirit that lives in me. That doesn't mean I have to do stuff right. I can be right with higher power. I can be right with God, even if I'm making mistakes and or sinning all over the place. Okay, I grew up thinking you couldn't do that, that if you did things wrong, you could not be right with God. Well, that is absolutely not the truth. You can do both at the same time, even. If that's where you're living and where the intention of your heart is and where your commitment for your life is. But the only way I've ever been able to do it is to be rightly connected in relationship, loving relationship with God, higher power, Jesus, etc. And by the way, with you and Johanna.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. All right, Johanna, I'm going to step away and turn over the custom healing processes to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm so excited. So many people were here asking questions today. I honestly thought we would have one or two questions, and then I'd be sitting here twiddling my thumbs. Oh, okay. But to have more questions than we can answer is a wonderful problem, and we'll talk about that. Maybe the answer is I need to give much, much shorter answers. I would guess that would be true. But I do not want to squash this. I want to fan the flame. We need to be talking about these things, and not as me with the answers, but as all of us discussing, contributing, unbiasedly, coming from all angles. The word integrity means the whole truth. Not just my truth or yours, the whole truth. So we'll talk about that, how we can maybe not have so many people who didn't get to put your two cents in and see if we can make that better. But we did also want to give people an opportunity to get a custom healing process, especially now with this corona thing going crazy. So this may be different next week. But thank you so much for this week. Wonderful response. And Johanna, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, Alex, thank you. And thank you, Sonia, Marilyn, Janae, for your questions.
And I am off of the worldwide audio program. So I don't know if you'll see this or not. If you do, give us feedback whether it was helpful or me throwing my ball drove you crazy, which it does hope sometimes. I guess just whether you want to see more of this or you're not really interested. Let us know. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right, and thank you so much, Alex. Now, if you haven't already heard about the YouTube channel, you can go to Dr. Alex Landry Lloyd, his channel on YouTube and subscribe. That would be awesome. And this will be posted there, but this is the place where you can find all those other videos he was mentioning, the 20 like foundational ones, and then each week there'll be a new one. So I'm going to open up the line now for anyone that would like to get a custom code or a custom trilogy, whatever custom process you would like. If you would like one, you can simply raise your hand by pressing star 2. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll unmute your line. So we could get you whatever you need to address, whatever you would like to address today. So the first hand is, let's see, I think it's Marilyn, yes. Okay, 5870, let me open your line. Hi.
Thank you, Joanna. Yes, no, I what I was talking to Alex about is what I want a trilogy on, which I preach a trilogy on. I need to just expand on it a little bit because, as I said to Alex, I felt God was tormenting me. And when that was sort of feeling was coming up, my older brother came in to my head and it's sort of a funny thing because it's the energy is there of him tormenting me, but I don't have the memories. And I can go back to when I was a teenager and I was 14 and my mother went away with my father for a week, I think it was, and my sister was old enough to look after the four of us, but she split me and my older brother. I was sent to stay with friends because she said she didn't trust the two of us alone in the house. She was afraid of what she'd come back to. And I didn't understand then, and I don't have memories, but I'm just sort of feeling, were the memories? I feel that he was verbally tormenting me more than physically tormenting me, but it's like even back then, whatever it was, that where he I felt tormented by him, I suppressed the memories then. And this is what I would like to heal on, is this feeling of being tormented, and whatever it was in relationship to my brother, that I felt tormented by him, even though I can't. I have one only, and that's where I wasn't supposed to read novels because of my parents' religion, and he grabbed the book I was reading and ran down the hall going, look what Marilyn's reading, knowing that if Dad heard him and saw the book, I was in massive trouble. That's the only memory that I can remember, but I don't, even back then, I couldn't understand why my mother separated us. Didn't worry me. I was happy to go stay with friends, but I don't know. I just find it funny that I couldn't even back then have a memory of this being tormented.
Okay. Well, we can certainly address it, and as you know, and hopefully others understand, we don't have to have the memory for it to heal. And this feeling that you are right now recognizing as a feeling that God is the one that's tormenting you, you know, that's what we'll recognize. But you definitely want to include this memory or feeling that you have regarding the older brother. So you want a trilogy, is that correct?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay. All right. The first minute, acupoints and meridians. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand, all of those points without... Okay, and then we're going to customize the tapping. First, we're going to go to the chin.
Okay.
Collarbones.
Mm-hmm.
Sore spots.
Yes.
Little finger.
Yes.
Eyebrows.
Yes.
Side of the eyes.
Yes.
Under the arms.
Okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay, yep.
Okay, healing code. First position. Left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
Next position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Yes.
Next position, both hands, brainstem.
Yes.
Next position, both hands, temples.
Yes.
And the last position, left hand Adam's apple, right hand jaw.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, third, the last minute, governing conception and chakra.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start at the base, go all the way up and over without stopping, and let's do that 3 times.
Yep.
Then we're going to start at the solar plexus.
Yep.
Slide down to under the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the forehead.
Yeah.
Slide down to the heart.
Yes.
slide up to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the crown.
Yeah.
And then over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, Johanna.
All right. Now, if you would like a custom process, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. I still have a hand up for, Sonia, I think. I'm going to open your line in case you wanted one. I'm not sure if you just didn't take your hand down. So your line is open, Sonia. Did you want a custom trilogy or custom code?
Sure, yes.
Okay, and what would you like to address? Usually the best thing to choose is whatever's bothering you the most at this moment.
The truth and nothing but the truth about who I am.
So what is the issue regarding that? Do you feel you don't understand that? You want more clarity on that? What is the issue?
More clarity.
More clarity. Okay. Since you're experiencing not as much clarity as you like, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel fearful, frustrated, worried?
It makes me feel doubtful.
Doubtful.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And I'm not very confident.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that right now, the negative?
I would say about a 5.
Do you have any memory that comes up when you think about it, when you have felt this way before, not very confident, doubtful, not having clarity?
Well, what came up for me is when I was told that probably a little older, that my father wasn't my father.
Okay. And how strong is that memory? How strong is that feeling right now? Think about being 5-year-old and feeling that.
Oh, like a 10.
Okay, God bless you. We want to heal that little 5-year-old girl's heart right now.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be playing into the current situations and issues that are creating this, you know, feeling of doubt or not feeling confident. Did you want to have a trilogy or a healing code?
The healing code is better for me.
Okay.
Because I don't know about the trilogy.
Do you know the healing code's 2 positions, or are you just wanting the healing code's 1 positions?
I only had the first healing code book, so.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so let's go ahead and get a code for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully. This lack of clarity.
Okay, very good. Understand that this early memory that you found is going to be included in this. I would use this code and go through all 12 categories, and meaning explore unforgiveness. See if you recognize anything there that could possibly be contributing to you being doubtful and not feeling confident and not having clarity. then go to the next category and the next category and ask yourself those questions. And you may be surprised to see what other memories come up that also have these same feelings of not feeling confident and therefore lacking the clarity. But that's my suggestion. If you could use this code over the next 2 weeks, and that would give you time to address all categories. So are you ready for your code?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. First position is left hand bridge, right hand temple.
Left hand bridge, right hand temple. Okay.
The next one is left hand jaw, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
The next one is left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Okay.
And the last one is both hands bridge.
Okay.
And that's it. Do you know, you can hold each of those positions for 30 seconds and then move to the next one. And I would do this for a total of 6 to 8 minutes, twice a day. You could do more if you like. Address one category per day. So you could, you know, refer to the chapter in your book, chapter 11, that has the descriptions of the categories. So read the description. Ask yourself, what do I recognize as far as memories from the past or current things in my life right now that could be contributing to this doubt, this lack of confidence and lack of clarity? You could also do the relationship issue finder, which you can find on Dr. Alex's website. And that will give you some scores on the categories. And those scores will reflect where the most stress is stored that's dumbing you down. That's another suggestion. We love using that tool. It's a self-diagnostic tool. It's really great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Bless you too.
All right, so that's going to end our call for today. I want to thank you all for participating. We really appreciate it. And do give us feedback if you have anything you'd like to share. feedback@thehealingcodes.com. Come back next week. We'll be here again. God bless.